We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're going to head to the Wester Hotline now because on the line is Radio.com Sports Insider Mark Herzlich. Insider Call is brought to you by Pennzoil Motor Oils, made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. First and foremost, Mark, thanks for being so generous with your time and joining us here on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
No, my pleasure. Big fan of yours since your college days in football. I was a Notre Dame fan, just full of disclosure, so I don't want this conversation to start off on a bad foot, but I just did wanted to make sure that was disclosed to start our conversation. So,
yeah, well, welcome to the ACC.
That's right. Welcome to the ACC is right. That's a good place to start. Obviously, I wanted to talk a lot of college football with you. You know, Mark, I know your head's probably not in the sand with everything going on in the sports world right now. Major League Baseball seemingly, with the train cars looking like they might be heading and veering off the tracks here. College football is very unique in that it's much different than what we're going to see in the NFL, because the NFL doesn't have 50 or 60,000 students, potentially more, scheduled to head to campuses fairly shortly here. What do you expect? And let's just maybe look at this from a holistic 30,000 foot approach before we really get into the details of everything. You know, how do you view what college football is going to look like in a few weeks here as camps start getting underway and games start going? Obviously, this is going to be dramatically different from anything we've ever seen, but do you get the sense that it might even be more dramatically different than we're even maybe preparing ourselves for?
Yeah, well, I think that there's going to be a really difficult time having anyone in the stands. So that's what makes college football, I think, so great, is the students in the stands. Now, I think one of the things that we're going to have to watch for is how isolated are they going to keep the football players from the rest of the general population of the students? Because, as you just said, you're going to have thousands of students return to kind of a melting pot campus, where spread of this coronavirus is going to be rampant. Every single time you get a bunch of people together, it seems like the infection rate goes up. So I am very encouraged by the fact that football is going to start. I just am nervous about how long it's going to last. I could easily see, as you kind of alluded to, something happening like baseball, where you get the season started, but then as the season goes on, it might need to be derailed. It might need to look a little different than it is, and it might not finish.
So, Mark, being a former college football player, Division I player yourself, I've got to kind of ask you this question and maybe place you back like on a college campus. And let's think of this maybe your last year before the NFL draft. If you were a college athlete right now, let's put you in the shoes of Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Travis Etienne. Let's put you in the shoes of one of those three players. Why are you playing right now? Like, why would you right now, if you're one of those guys, go out and play the season, other than you just have to absolutely love the game enough and your teammates, that you simply couldn't accept yourself letting down the 100 guys that you have on that sideline, especially when you're as important as one of those guys?
Well, I think that, first of all, you put yourself back in college football players' shoes, meaning that you don't have any idea what, like, being drafted, the money that you get from that, the future, what that feels like or can look like, and all you know is what you've known so far, right? So I guess I'm saying that because you do want to play football. To them, all they've known their entire life is playing football religiously every single fall. So they would just be doing the thing that they normally do. And I think because, you know, I know that I came back for my senior year after, you know, potentially leaving after my junior year for the draft. I wanted to finish what I started. There's always this mentality and kind of, you know, coaches hammer at home and parents hammer at home since you're little. You know, finish what you started. Don't quit. And that's really at the epitome and in the center of athletics. And so there's, I believe that if they do play, that would be part of the mindset that they have. And quite honestly, I think that, you know, Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields, they might have a easier time of staying healthy, but Travis Etienne at running back, I mean, you really got to be careful because you don't want to get hurt. And you, even if you don't play this year, you probably still will be the number one running back taken in the draft. So these guys all have to weigh those options. And if I was giving them recommendations, and this is just purely from a let's pay attention to your future, I would say do not risk it, do not play, and prepare yourself in quarantine for your next season. And that is not something that I want as a fan, obviously, but they have to be smart with their future.
We've got former Boston College linebacker Mark Herzlick here on the Wester Hotline. It's brought to you by Pennzoil Motor Oils, made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Mark, the kind of build off that question, right? I do wonder how, because I know the reaction, and listen, Twitter is a vacuum. It's not necessarily the thoughts of the real world. It is a very special place, and I get that. So I'm not going to take it as, you know, religious. But what I will say is the feedback a lot of NFL players have been getting, the guys that are opting out, and I know here in Buffalo, Star Lotulelei, the defensive tackle, their starting guy, one of their highest paid players, he has decided to opt out for the 2020 season. And there was certain certainly a lot of like kind of back and forth from a positive and negative perspective saying, you know, hey, we wish we could, you know, punt on our job. We don't have that luxury as a normal, you know, 9-to-5, whatever. And, you know, I wonder if, you know, like who's looking out exactly for college athletes? And I know the easy question, well, the NCAA is looking out for college athletes, but are they really? Like, you know, I think it, just like in Major League Baseball, the owners have put themselves in a position where they have to get these guys out on the field to play because they can't afford to lose the money. I think college football and the NCAA is almost in a very similar spot. The problem is they're exploiting the talents of players who aren't going to be paid. So, like, where does the balance come in on all that?
You hit the nail on the head. I mean, there have been talks, you know, a few years back on creating a union of sorts for college football players, and the only reason why there is any sort of, you know, I guess health benefits or job security or people looking at because there are unions, and there are unions in all those sports. So, to me, it has to be clear, right? It has to be their parents, kind of, which is a really hard thing for, you know, a parent or a player to have to advocate for themselves in that way where it seemingly seems selfish. And it's not selfish. It's just, it's looking out for your own health and well-being.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.